Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for February 7th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. First up is news that Apple has lost its showrunner for its first original series. The Hollywood Reporter says Brian Fuller has left the Amazing Stories project, citing differences with producers, although this is not Fuller's first departure. Fuller previously jumped off of the Starz series, American Gods, over direction and budget differences. And the Apple project marks his third departure in recent years. Apple has not yet detailed its TV production plans publicly, but content chief Eddie Q today said the company has a talented team working on the effort when asked in an interview. Also in the TV space is YouTube's overhauled tvOS app for Apple TV. The old version was a port from the old Apple TV days, which did not take advantage of features like Top Shelf and the ability to make a new capable app. But the version is not a knockout of the park either. Instead, YouTube has ported its Smart TV app to Apple TV without adding any new features. Despite overhauling the app's design, YouTube has not added support for 4K video playback either on Apple TV 4K. The new app does show 4K badges on Ultra HD videos, but videos still max out at 1080p during playback. 4K playback from YouTube on Apple TV remains disabled due to disagreements on 4K video formats between Apple and Google. And finally, Disney CEO Bob Iger has revealed pricing for ESPN's upcoming streaming service. The direct-to-consumer version of ESPN will cost $4.99 a month when it launches. Specific details about availability and what exactly the new package will offer are not exactly clear yet, however. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.